Good evening, everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show. And I am so happy to be with each and every one of you this gorgeous Tuesday evening. I'm sitting here in the North Georgia mountains and I'm looking out of my healing room where I do my show, and there's the most beautiful cardinal, and he comes to visit me every day. Well, lots of times during the day, and it always means to me that there's joy. It just reminds me to be in joy. And I just want to share that I've had a lot of conversations this week with people all around the country, and so many people are going through a lot of changes and a lot of experiences. And I want to just remind everyone to find something to be in gratitude about, because there's always something. If you're used to eating steak, which I'm a vegetarian and I don't do, but now you find yourself eating peanut butter, it's probably healthier anyway, and just find something beautiful about that. So I just want to welcome each and every one of you this evening. I am taking live calls. I will be taking, small readings and some discussion. I had a lot that I wanted to talk about tonight, and something had occurred over the last couple of weeks that I said, Spirit, I always ask Spirit now for what I'm supposed to be sharing. And so many of the calls I get have to do with our, stress levels and what we're doing with our lives and our careers, and so many of that, so many of those issues come up. And I had a similar situation that occurred it's been about a month now. And so I'm going to just share a little bit about that, and I'm going to connect three or four subjects together with that, because I feel that it's extremely important to even bring this to the light. It's been on CNN a lot, and so I'm excited about talking about that. I also want to remind everyone that October 8th through 10th, in Asheville, North Carolina, a great airport, beautiful mountains, Rose and I will be doing the Inner Sanctuary Training, which helps you to absolutely love to meditate and to manifest your dreams and just feel like you are living the life that you want to live. And it's just a beautiful weekend. So go to AskSpiritNow.com and you can get the details on it. You can write to Rose or I. She'll be on a little later in the hour. And also you can register there. So we are so excited about meeting you and getting to know you. We've got about, I think, 5 spots left. So we really want to have that as a wonderful experience for you. So I do welcome you to do that. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about is our schools and our kids. And I also want to remind you that in October, I'm going to have a 4-week series on some issues about childhood and how it affects us now. I'm going to have a Rohan therapist on. I'm going to have someone who does Yandi. You've already met Rose through other shows, but I'm going to have her on, and she's going to talk about different, and then also some other complementary therapies. I have a PhD in this now, and I really want to share with everyone the different ways that we can learn to find the joy, the experience in our challenges. And some of these complementary therapies help us to learn how to do that, because every experience we've had, every single one of us on planet Earth, there is a reason why we have had this. And I won't go into that because that's not what this show is about. But starting in October, I'm going to have a 4-week series on this. So I really want you to call in, go to my website, give me some ideas of what you would like to hear about. And if you have some comments, make sure that you listen in and make those comments. One of the issues that came up with me many, many years ago, and you know what, before I even get into this, I want to take a caller that I have from Pennsylvania, and his name is John. How are you, John?
I'm doing great.
Well, it's good to hear from you. I think you sound very familiar. So it's nice to have you call in. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was hoping that you could do a reading for me tonight.
Well, that would be awesome. And I believe you had sent me, and just to let my listeners know, sometimes when someone sends me in their birthday ahead of time, I have a little bit more time to gather some data on that. And so, John, is it okay if I mention that you're a Capricorn?
No, don't say that at all.
You don't want me to tell anybody that you're a Capricorn?
No, don't mention that I'm a Capricorn, whatever you do.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, let me just share. Let me just feel, just talk for a moment. Tell me a little bit about what's going on in Pennsylvania right now. So, because I want to pull some cards for you, too. Tell me what's happening up there.
Well, it's a beautiful day here. I spent some time just being out in the backyard and enjoying the movement of life out there, the birds, the doves, the squirrels, the butterflies, a gorgeous day. And it's a time for me of transition. Been going through a transition for some time and feeling and sensing just that this is a time to be, to be still and to listen and to be present and grateful and not to push the river or try to stop the river from flowing either. So.
Well, very good. And you are spot on. I just want to share with you right now, it's alchemy. And I know you're probably familiar with alchemy, but you do have right now, everything you want to touch turns to gold. And I don't mean necessarily that every, you know, huge amount of money is going to come in, although that could happen as well. But what I mean by that is the abundance of life is with you right now, John. And I feel that that is probably the greatest gift that anyone can have because abundance comes in so many ways. But one thing I wanted to share with you, for many months you've had an increased freedom through your life, and relationships now are have to do with new interests and hobbies and new studies. And it's interesting because I feel astrology around you. I don't know if you know much about it, but other spiritual subjects. You are more alive now than you have been in, it almost feels like, well, at least 15 years, but it even feels longer than that. New contacts in your life, and you're doing things you've never done before. I sense some travel for you as well. I don't see you necessarily overseas, but I do see sense some travel. Your old life mm-hmm. no longer is interesting to you anymore. Is that real to you? that you know?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, there is a sense of just letting go of everything that I've done and thought of in the past, and just allowing the presence to fill my life and to continue to emerge in the moment.
Well, it's the right time for that, and it wouldn't even matter if I told you that because you already know it. But I do want to just share this. If someone tries, and there must be a reason why I'm telling you this. If someone tries to convince you to keep any of those old ways, you know, nope, not for you.
Yes.
Just say no, yeah. It's boring, I don't want it. But new relationships that challenge your creativity, I keep hearing that word, creativity, will not last long, so it won't be permanent. So in other words, if you get into relationships, business, friendships, personal, whatever, and if they stop trying, when I say challenge, they kind of stop your creativity, not good. I mean, you can learn from them, but it's just not something that right now, because right now you're going through so much transient that it's still, you're still having any kind of relationship you have right now in friendships or business will have a liberating effect on you. And it's going to help mm-hmm. you no matter what, because it feels like, another thing that I'm feeling right now is don't fall for, I don't know how to say this, gurus. It's like, did you see the movie Eat, Pray, Love? Did you see that movie Eat, Pray, Love?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's not really a chick flick. It's really a good movie. I did a reading on somebody from New York, and I told this guy, I said, please go see that movie. It is very endearing, and it would be good. But I just get this sense that, you know, learn from people, but don't fall into they know more or they're better or whatever. It's just something. This is kind of your influences for 3 or 4 months, I feel like. And if you do get into anything, just make sure that your creativity is very vibrant, because you have this Well, you're a Capricorn to begin with, but I know that your moon is in Scorpio, and I'm not an astrologer, but I know that you have this incredible drive for life, and that even if you are going through a moment when it doesn't necessarily feel like you're on top of the world, you still have that energy. And one of the things that I wanted to share, well, let's just go to this year for a moment, because you've still got, gosh, you've got 4 or 5 months on this one. This is your fortune year, John. It's the law of prosperity, and you've got a wealth of opportunities. I know that it feels like you're a risk taker to some degree, and by giving and receiving, you create your own abundance. And I'm not talking just about money. I'm talking about life's abundance. Do you understand
right.
what I'm – yeah. I know you know all this, but it's just confirming it for you. This is your year for fortune. I mean, it feels like that you've been in a just this line, just going toward, you feel like you've been in a line for many, many years, and you've been doing everything, you've been towing the line, you've been doing great, but all of a sudden now it's like you just, I feel like the sun just beaming forward or beaming out in all directions, and that's what I pick up from you. The law of life, you're soaring, you're powerful, and you're very influential. I keep getting freedom with you. It's your year to be free. Don't let anything or anyone confine you or your creativity. That's come up twice now. I keep hearing it. You are your own life force, and it's important to look inward and also heal any issues from the past, because the more we heal those, the more we're able to be right where we are and not have those moments where we go backwards and you know, dream about what we could have had or didn't have. But be still, and then you have that drive within you. Travel is, again, I keep hearing travel with you. I don't know. Do you plan on traveling, doing any kind of traveling?
Well, yes. I'll be doing some traveling probably this year and next. I'm not sure when and where, but I have that sense as well. And I do want to visit my son in Denver and maybe drive south to Florida, but I don't know when and where or have any specifics, and I don't need those right now.
Right. Well, you know what? Isn't that wonderful that you don't have to have it? What a wonderful place to go visit, though, is Denver. Oh, my goodness. I used to live in Glenwood Springs. What a wonderful place. Another thing about starting in 2011 for you, which is what, 4 months? It's a strength year for you. So, you know, you're just in some good times right now. You also have death of old karmic patterns. And I always say that because it's not that we have to necessarily consciously work on it, but it's going to happen for you where you're going to just start evaluating and looking and saying, whoa, you know, and getting rid of those old karmic patterns so that you can create this new life that you are having. I don't feel that it's a bad thing to release old karmic patterns. It's a blessing. It's actually a blessing. And it helps you to, stay in your mind. You know, just don't always stay in your mind, but stay in your heart. And just, you know, these are just simple messages for you. But it's very interesting because I did get, when I was doing your tarot, something about the tendency to ignore physical or worldly needs. It's real important that we honor all of us, you know, because we are spiritual beings living in this physical universe, so we do have to honor everything about it. And I know a lot of times that we all tend to think, oh my gosh, we could just meditate all day long, it would be so heavenly. But we do have worldly needs and things that we need to do. But I just want to honor you because I can feel you, but I can also see just from doing a quick reading on you that you are in a powerful part of your life. So for all of those who are listening that happen to have a January 15th birthday, but I'm not going to tell your year. Now, that I'm not going to do.
That's okay. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, I will then, because there might be somebody else listening, January 15th, 1947. If this sounds familiar to you, it could be because you have similar astrological or things happening in your life. But you have an awesome, you just have a lot of things coming for you and with you. And I know that you're creating them yourself, John. So bravo to you. That's incredible.
Okay.
So Did you have any other questions that you wanted to ask?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No,
well,
it sounds good and it sounds right on in terms of where I am and what seems to be happening day to day.
Yes. And it's amazing because the more that we are in that moment where we can feel the birds, feel nature, feel our heart, feel our feelings, that's when all those wonderful opportunities come to us because we're not stuck down in the mud someplace or so into dreaming about the future that we don't even hear what's happening. So you're in a very honorable place, right. And you should be proud of yourself for whatever happened for the last 15 or so years. You have ended that road. I can feel it. I mean, it's the road is ended. I see it. And what a powerful place for you to be, because so many people I talk to, John, are right in the middle of the road, and they still have their journey to go down. So,
right. Well, we're all different places.
That's right. That's exactly right. Everybody has their own journey and their own place to be. And as a parent, I'm sure you've seen that with your own child. And, you know, how old is your child?
Oh, he's only 37.
He's just a little tot.
Just a little tyke, yeah.
Just a little teeny little thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But even, it doesn't matter, they're still little to us. But it's interesting because no matter what, especially as parents for all of us, you know, that we all have to allow our children to live their own journey. And I learned the hard way of what not to do. I learned the rough way to not handle things, but I had to learn that. So it makes it a lot easier, you know, the next go round. It certainly does, so. So anyway, well, I want to thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very
much.
Yeah,
and it was nice chatting with you, and I'm going to be talking about chakras. So if you have any comments on that or anything to do with I'm going to be talking a lot tonight about emotional causes of imbalance and physical effects and as well about how it's affecting our children today because it just seems like that we're pushing our kids mighty hard these days, and it's affecting a lot of them. And it was on the news recently on CNN. They had a whole week on that about these kids waking up early in the morning, and they were exhausted. Then they go to football, then they go to soccer, then they go to ballet, and they're, you know, can you imagine what that's doing to the chakra system of these kids before they're even old enough to even know what's occurring? So I wanted to bring that to a lot of people's attention because I personally saw it in my own family. So it was a profound experience, for me personally. So, but if you want to tune in later and make any comments, you're more than welcome to listen in and, you know, let Don know that you're, hello, it's me again. So, well, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Yeah. You have a good night and keep listening. Okay. Thanks.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Well, folks, I want to share something. And again, thanks, John, from Pennsylvania for calling in. And I do welcome anyone else that would like a live reading or to discuss. I had an experience recently where I have a daughter who is from Russia, and she learns differently than the average child, and what's average anyway. But she has never fit in, nor did I, into the traditional schooling. And I have found that these kids, after putting her in a public school for 4 days, which I tell you, it was the most traumatic experience of my whole entire life, and I know I'm being a little dramatic there, but it was not easy. And the reason why is because you have to wake up at the crack of dawn. These kids are pushed and put into little boxes all day long. And if you fit into those boxes naturally and easily, then wonderful. And I commend those that do because we're all kinds of people. But if we don't fit into those little boxes, then it is very difficult on these kids. And, you know, as everyone knows, that the chakras come in and they have, you know, we're affected by the glandular system. We have all of these emotional bodies. We have the mental bodies. We have all these subtle bodies around us. And when a child or an adult gets very ill or gets tired, these subtle bodies around us, these energies, you know, are affected. And when they get weakened out, then that's why these kids get stressed and they get sick and they're not eating properly. And it's very difficult, because then that's when they start this whole condition of imbalance. And then they grow up and they wonder why their solar plex chakra is completely blown out and why they have these shootings and everything. Because I feel, and I'm not a scientist, y'all, so I don't talk like a scientist, but I know, I feel it, that these children are being forced and pushed and pushed. And the school that I wanted to mention tonight is the Global Village School. It's out in California. And it is a school that kids can go to all the way, I believe, from kindergarten all the way up to the 12th grade, Global Village School. And it is a school where they keep your records and they do everything, and they have unschooling, they have academics, they have whatever you want. But what's so powerful about this school is they take and they can help each parent, each family, know what kind of learning and abilities that their child, or the way that they learn. They have testing for all of this. And several years ago, I found this school for my daughter, and it was so incredible because she really started to learn what she wanted to learn, where her interests are. Yes, she has to do the math and the reading and the science, but it's in a way that is brings joy to learning. It used to be that way, I'm sure, a long, long time ago, but we do the unschooling, and there are millions of kids that are going to the homeschooling, which I guess you would call this homeschooling, but it really isn't under the state of Georgia, because it is a private school. So you're not in that system of the public school or the homeschooling even. So, but what I want to share is that when we eat live foods and foods with high amounts of life force energy, and if we express higher thoughts and emotions, what this does is it gives our subtle bodies that strength to keep well. And when those start getting weaker, which I'm very concerned with the kids of today, that's when the body, the physical body, the part that we see every day, that's when the pineal gland, the pituitary, the thyroid, the thymus, the adrenals, the spleen, all of these chakras that hold these glands that are a part of the chakra system, that's what happens. They start getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And then these kids end up having stress, cancer, all these things that can happen to people's lives. And I want parents and grandparents and anyone to be aware of the fact that there are other options out there for children. You don't have to do the public school. You know, some of the private schools even didn't accommodate our need personally. And so it's been very, very powerful as I've matured, because I'm certainly well over 40, to say the least. I have found that a lot of my glandular systems have started to heal as I have gone through all the chakra cleanings and the balancing through the Rohan therapy and the different spiritual, you know, help therapies that I have received over the, you know, last couple of years and through my life. Because when we start getting this healing in our subtle bodies, our physical bodies, you know, physical body becomes stronger and healthier. And, you know, I just received word just the other day that my friend from high school's husband had cancer. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, this is the second time that he's had cancer. And I'm hoping he's listening tonight, actually, because there are so many wonderful opportunities for people who have, a chance to heal from this, because anyone can heal from anything. And if you want to correct and heal conditions of imbalance and disease, then we have to restore the balance to the subtle bodies and the chakras and restore the natural flow of energy to the physical body. And many times, I mean, I know this to be true, just restoring the balance and functioning of the chakras is enough to remedy, to take care, heal the physical condition. Now, certainly you don't stop going to doctors, and I'm not a medical, doctor, but I have seen this over and over again that this can occur. Keep your medical treatment going. But it's also when you heal the emotional reasons for things, for disease and for anything that may be happening. Louise Hayes has that wonderful book, You Can Heal Your Life. Anytime anything happens in my life that I get ill from or kind of, doesn't matter what, little tiny little thing, boy, I go to that book and I'm like, okay, let me look at my thought there. What was my real thought? What was my feeling there that created this? And so it's been very powerful to know that you do have some control over this. You do not have to be at the effect of situations that happen in your life. It's just a matter of shifting your viewpoint, shifting your thoughts, and then thus, when you shift your thoughts, you can connect those feelings with them. One of the beautiful, beautiful aspects I feel of healing is the color and sound healing. The language and power of color is phenomenal. And, when you're working with different parts of the body, we've been trained to work with the different colors, and it can be quite impressive to do a color and sound healing. I can't do those over the phone, but I do them here in my home where I have my healing center. And it's just profound because you have, the tuning forks and all of that, and it's just quite wonderful. And I'm hoping that Rose will call in because I know that she does a lot of work with children through her Yandi, and it's very powerful because a lot of these children that don't have a chance to heal as children grow up, and that's when folks like myself end up working with these adults that have these issues because they never really got a chance to handle their solar plex issues when they were in the fifth or sixth grade. They were just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And one of the things that I want to talk to everyone about this evening is to talk to your schools and see if anybody would be willing to start schools a little later. Let these kids get some rest. Let them find that they can not have to go to sleep and miss, American Idol or America's Got Talent, all these great shows that are on for kids, and give them inspiration, because the truth is if they get so tired, and by the way, I didn't finish my story, Anya, my daughter, got ill after the third day of being at school. She was exhausted, tired. She said, Mom, I feel like they're putting me in a little box. They want me to be something that I'm really don't know what it is they want me to be, but I don't know what it is. I don't know how I can be that. And, of course, immediately she got sick, and she didn't get well until I took her out. We had just wanted to try the public school route for a couple, we're just going to try it. And it's a wonderful opportunity, and I'm so glad now when someone says public school, she knows, for her what that means. Now, for some other child or for millions of children, it is wonderful. And they have wonderful teachers. I'm just wanting to bring some awareness to the fact that there are kids that don't fit into the every little box that a big, large corporation like public schools has to have some sort of form and some sort of guidance. But there are other kids, and I do feel that as the schools are branching out, they're understanding this more and more. And I have a wonderful book that I have read that I always recommend to parents, The Children of Now. And it talks about crystalline children, indigo children, star kids, angels on earth, and all of these different kinds of transitional children. It doesn't talk about the rainbow children, but those are also children that just don't fit in. They're here to bring new enlightenment to life. And we have to allow them to bring light into our lives as well and into wherever the environment is that they have a chance to be. So just be aware that in the human energy system, we've got the mental body, which holds our thoughts, the emotional body, which holds our feelings, the etheric body, which keeps us connected to spirit. It's that connection, that cord. You've heard of the silver and the cord, the gold cords that keep us connected to spirit. And then, of course, we have our aura, that field, that you see around people, the different beautiful colors you can see, and then the physical body. Sometimes I really get a kick out of going to court, and I'll be watching, not when I'm necessarily in court, but when I'm watching some other people that are, you know, doing their cases, and I can see their R's around them, and it's very interesting to watch them as they change, because people go through emotions, and your aura does change a lot, and so it's very fascinating to see this. And I wish that we would teach more of this in the human energy system in schools. I know we teach a lot about science, and I guess when I say something like that, I'm probably going to have to be the one that does it, because they always say, if you want something to be done, do it yourself. So, you know, I may end up doing some sort of teaching with teachers to help them understand this so that they can, you know, maybe understand children a little better, because it isn't really, chakras are not any kind of, you know, hoodoo stuff or airy-fairy spiritual information. This is just known data that, you know, people have that. I think a lot of doctors know about it more than they're actually stating. So anyone who has any comments on this, I certainly welcome you this evening to make comments, or if you say, you know, things that you have had experience with, I would just love to hear it, because, you know, it's interesting how every, you know, different people have different ways of saying things and different ways of understanding. You know, the other issue that I feel is extremely important for children to know, because so many of our children, and of course our adults as well, understand that angels are around us all the time, and masters and our teachers. And I've done, you know, several shows on that. And I just want to remind everybody, because a lot of people are going through a lot of experiences in our lives, and just remember to ask Spirit. I mean, that's why I named my website and my show Ask Spirit Now. We all have so many angels and spiritual guides and spiritual energies around us to ask. And we have teachers, too, teachers and masters that come in at specific times in our lives to help us to know what we're supposed to do. And I remember many years ago I had that wonderful experience. Well, it didn't feel so wonderful at the time. I was out in California, and I was with my two collies. And we were on a railroad track. We were out in the desert, way, way out in the desert. There were no cars. There was nothing. I mean, we were in the woods, so to speak. I guess there are really no woods in California, But we were way, way, way out, and I remember walking on this railroad track just in heaven, just kind of spaced out, and enjoying life so much, and my two dogs were right by my side. They went everywhere with me, and all of a sudden I looked up, and there was this man around 33 years old. He had, I just looked up, he was like on a platform, like on a higher ground above me. And he had dark pants on, white shirt, and he was about 33, and he was just a very nice-looking person. And he calmly said, "Get off the train track now." And I looked behind me, and there was a train. I'm not real good with distances, but there was a train right behind my dogs and I. I grabbed my dogs so fast, and I got off of that train track and stood right by the train. How I missed it, well, I didn't, because it was not my time to go, nor my dog's time to go, but we stood right by that train track, and I'm surprised it didn't pull us in from the suction of it. But I was panicked, absolutely panicked. And when the train passed by, he didn't honk, he didn't do anything, blow his horn, but when that train left, it was, I don't know how many, I have no idea, I was in a state of shock at the time. When the train left, the man was gone. And for years and years, I wondered about that, and I realized many years ago that it was Archangel Michael who had performed a miracle. It was not my time to go. And I really was into angels, but not to the extent that I became after that. He came down to save me, and they say that they come in a form that you can recognize, because honestly, y'all, if someone were going to see you about to be killed, they would scream at you, and they would yell, "Lady, get off the train, you're about to be killed by a train." But not Archangel Michael. He did it in such a beautiful, profound way that it gave me no terror at the moment. I just got off the train track with my two dogs. And it has had an effect on me all of my life. And now I have my angels around me at all times. And if I ever get to the point where I can't find a way to get an answer, I just always say help. Because I want to remind everyone out there, even though you know how much I love angels and the energies of angels and how much they're there to help us, we do have free will. It was very fascinating because Rose, who I'm going to be doing the retreats with in the upcoming years and months, we were talking about free will today, and I found it very fascinating because I thought to myself, you know, what is free will? What really is free will? If everything is destined to be, well, then what choices do we have? How would we have free will? But then I started thinking about something. If you're supposed to, and spirit is really talking to you and telling you to go visit someone, let's just say, and you're supposed to go, and you just decide not to go, and it's part of your free will not to go, and then you have something happen in your home and you get hurt by it. You know, people could say, well, it was supposed to be, or could you say that you would not have gone and gotten hurt if you had followed your own instinct or what you knew that you were supposed to do. And those are just little it's just comments that I have about it, but that is one issue that I would love to do a show on, you know, with maybe several people talking about it, because it is such a phenomenal to me that we do have free will, and the angels supposedly won't come down and help us unless we ask. Unless, like in this situation that I had, it was not my time to go. And I certainly wasn't sitting there asking the angels to come and save me from the train, because I didn't even know there was a train, didn't even know that I was in danger. So the angels are gonna be there for us. But if it was my time to go, folks, I would have gone. And that would have been that would have been it. Judy? I have a caller from Florida. Hello. Judy, are you there? How are you?
I'm here. I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I'm doing quite well. Yeah. So,
I had something to mention to you tonight.
Okay.
I went out for some errands this evening, and there was a lady working in one of the stores I was in, and she mentioned she was a teacher. And she is not allowed to mention the word heaven in school. She can tell the children, you know, if they lose a loved one, like a parent, for example, she's able to tell them that they can always talk to their mommy or their daddy, but of course they won't answer. And, of course, people like you and I know that we do get direct answers.
Yeah.
And it's very comforting to know that we can communicate with our loved ones on the other side.
Yeah.
And that we can actually get advice and answers and guidance from them.
Oh,
and
do we ever.
You know, you were talking earlier about educating the school system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to be so easy, is it?
I don't think that's my purpose in life, Judy. That's not my goal. I share that with other people because I would love for that to occur. But the truth is, that's not my purpose in life. I have other purposes, but that's not one of them. But yes, it would be quite a challenge. And I guess that's why they're private schools and homeschooling and schools like Global Village School, so that people have choices to make, you know, because a lot of people don't believe in this and they don't want to have the school teach them things they don't believe in. So I guess the school system, the public school system, has had to become very neutral. And those that can afford it or can afford to have homeschooling, they just take their children out and let them, you know, have different avenues. But, you know, there are so many children today, Judy, that are very, very spiritual. And, you know, beyond, they do readings for people. I mean, they see angels. And my friend Yellow Horse from up in Clayton, where he does sweat lodges, his daughter is, I guess, an indigo child probably. And she learns to read when she needs to learn. You know, it's like she knows how to read, but they didn't force her. It was when her time was her time to read, she learned. When it's time for her to learn math, she learns it. They don't force her into anything. And this child's going to grow up. Now, granted, she probably won't go to law school or medical school because she won't have calculus or any of those subjects that you have to get into those schools. But you can, I can promise you that's not her purpose anyway. I mean, you know, she can tell you that. She can tell you that. So, but I do appreciate you calling
in. Help us and teach us, and they come in knowing that everything is to unify all, and
yes,
that it's all about love, and they're not here to work in the court system.
No. Folks like me are still in there. I don't know how I got in there, but I guess I have a reason for being there for a short time. That's for sure. But it's amazing. Well, listen, I want to thank you, Judy, for calling in. I do have to take a call from Rose is calling, and she's going to be sharing some information too. So I want to thank you so much, and I hope that you will be one of my people that come in and talk in October, because there's some things that I feel you could share with my listeners that will help them and how you as an adult. I don't know if you've listened the whole time, but I'm going to be doing a four-week session on childhood traumas and how, as an adult, how we handle them and what we can do.
I would love to, Vicki. I will let you know
which night, and I will look so forward to having you be a part of that, those
Me
four
too.
Shows.
And
so,
give my love to Rose.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
I sure
bye-bye.
Will. And I hope that Rose is listening, because I'm waiting for Rose's call to come in. Rose is a MHD, and she has Energy Works down in Fort Myers, Florida. And she is just a profoundly wonderful intuitive light worker. She does, you know, all astrologers, all intuitive folks always have their own people that they go to. And Rose is one of those folks that I go to that when I have a situation that I need to handle, I always say, okay, Rose, you know, help me out here. And I do things for Rose as well. I think she was on the line and something may have happened, but maybe she'll call in, before the show is over. So, but she is going to be my guest next week, and we're going to be talking, we're going to be doing a lot of readings next week. So y'all got to call in and get some readings. We're going to be doing angel readings and tarot and just plain good intuitive, readings. So I hope that you will listen in next week, and Rose is going to be my special guest. How are you, Rose?
I'm fine, Vicki. How are you?
I'm doing incredible. It's nice to hear from you this evening. Judy said to tell you hello, and it's nice. We had a earlier caller from Pennsylvania, and I just would love your comments tonight. What do you have any comments on any of this? I know you have kids as well, or little kids.
I have kids, grandkids. I agree. Quite often we're just forcing our children to compete in today's environment, and it's putting far too much stress on them. And what happened to letting kids just be kids?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's very, very true. And I have to share that Rose was actually at my home the first 4 days that my daughter was in school, in public school. And Rose, share a little bit about that. You can laugh at me for a moment here. It's okay.
Well, it was quite the traumatic thing for everyone involved. Number one, it was very difficult getting up before dawn.
Yes.
And there were some crabby people walking around the house that were extremely tired.
Those were the only 4 days that you were there, the whole 4 days that we did this. So, you know, it was very well done that it was over. But I tell you, it was quite an experience. Rose,
I would like to share one more thing, Vicki.
Oh, sure.
You were so tired those 4 days, and you crept so quietly into your daughter's room to wake her up, because I was sharing the room with your daughter.
Yeah.
And you grabbed my hand to wake me up instead of your daughter. So there's proof how tired you were.
I remember that. I thought, boy, her hand has grown. That was really funny. I think we laughed for like 2 hours after that. It was incredible.
Well, it was fun.
Rose, can you share a little bit about this October 8th through the 10th workshop at the Compassionate Expressions in Asheville? Tell us a little bit. I know that you do this Journey Within or the Inner Sanctuary training. Can you share with everyone a little bit about what we're going to be teaching, sharing?
I am so excited that you and I are doing this workshop together because I consider us a dynamic duo together.
Yeah.
But the workshop is a beautiful, beautiful workshop, and it's we're going to teach a very, very systematic way to meditate. And a lot of people have trouble quieting their minds, and this meditation technique is just perfect for all of us that are so left-brained out there that can't stop and quiet our mind. And this technique will keep that portion of your mind busy so you can go into the meditation and go into various areas to find solutions for different things in your life. For example, if you are exhausted, there is a area there where you can go in and become re-energized, and it goes all the way down to the cellular portion of you. There's one of my favorite areas in there is what I call the pamper room, and you can go in there and just pamper yourself. And there's different areas for frustration, anger, hurts of the heart, achievements, manifestation. It covers all aspects of our life, and that's why I love this workshop so much.
Well, I have to tell you today, for all my for everyone listening, I had an experience personally, and I had to literally, I went outside and walked up in the mountains, and I had to go through my rooms. I didn't go through all of them, Rose, but I went through some of them because I had a great hurt. And I said, okay, great. It's time to really feel it, not to hide from it, but to feel it. And when I felt it and really went in that space to start, not start the healing, my gosh, I've been working on this for a long time, but there are moments when that hurt comes back again. And so it's not really a hurt. It's more like a missing, you know, when you miss someone. And so I went in there and I really, really felt the unconditional love for my son. And when I felt that unconditional love for him, the tears left, the joy came back into my heart again, and I just sent him unconditional love. And I knew that he received it. I felt it in him that he received it. And after that, I was just fine. I was just
what
happy.
What a beautiful gift.
Yes, and I want to share that with everyone because, 5 years ago, you talk about meditation with me, I'd put a meditation tape on, and I was zonked out. I'd go fall asleep. I mean, I just wasn't getting it. I mean, it's a great
way to go to sleep.
That used
to happen to me,
but,
too.
Yes.
But you know what's so unique about this meditation technique, too, is that people can literally get answers to many of their own questions themselves by going inside and using this technique, and they will be very amazed at what happens when they use it.
Yes, I have to say, and I'm not just saying that as because I have to. I wouldn't be teaching this. I wouldn't even be doing workshops. And Rose is the same way. I mean, we would not teach something that we did not believe in. I mean, it's not going to happen because you can't be, your heart can't be in it. You have to have your heart in something. And I'm excited because up in Asheville, they have the most gorgeous hats. And for anybody that wants to shop, Asheville has the most unique shop. Sometimes you feel like you're going back in the 60s or something. But these are just, everything is so cool about Asheville. And I don't know, I may just, when I sell my house here in Georgia, by the way, everybody in America and overseas, starting in January, my house is going for sale. So if you are interested in having a home in the North Georgia Mountains where you can have three generations living here because the house is so big and it's two separate living areas, you email me at askspiritnow.com and I will share with you everything you need to know about my house. So, and if you call before January and you're interested, we can save the 7% on the agent's fee. So just remember that. That's what I think. I'll start selling my house on my shows.
But, there you go.
Yeah, I'm just...
I'm so excited about this retreat because, as you know, I live in sunny Florida, and I don't see the seasons down here. So I'm looking forward to seeing some fall color up in Asheville for our workshop.
Well, you definitely will. And I have to tell everyone that I was going out on my deck today, and I'm south of Asheville, a couple of hours, but boy, the leaves are filling the deck up now, and they're beautifully orange and gold, and it's just quite wonderful. One thing I wanted to talk about, Rose, is that next week we're going to be doing some readings, and you're going to be doing them and I'm going to be doing them. I guess we'll kind of be doing like you can do part of it and I'll do part of it. It'll be kind of fun for everybody. And tell everybody a little bit about what kind of readings you do. You know, mini readings. I mean, obviously we're not going to be able to do the long ones.
Right. As far as mini readings, if someone's got a pressing question that they need an answer to, you and I both are very capable to tune into that energy for them and respond to those energies. Usually my expertise seems to be emotional things and things of the heart. I can pick up on those rather readily, but any type of question they have with their, you know, their life, in spiritual direction. That's extremely important and near and dear to my heart, and I know it is to you as well. So we do counsel people with our readings, and it's a passion of mine, and I know yours as well. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to having callers next week.
Well, I hope so. And the other thing, too, in October, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I'm going to do a 4 series on complementary therapies. And I would love to have you on as for your Yandi, because there are a lot of listeners out here who have experienced a lot of pain in their childhood, and they don't even know sometimes what it is until they get into hearing a little bit about how other people have healed their experiences. So I'm going to be having therapists as yourself on, but I'm also going to be having people on that have had trauma, you know, those that are willing to talk about it so that they can, you know, share a little bit about what they have experienced. And then, you know, myself, yourself, and a few other people that I will have on can talk to them about that so that our listeners can really get a sense that there are many ways out there other than just traditional therapies in the spiritual realm to find solutions to issues that sometimes stay with us a long time, and you know, we have these experiences, as you know, to learn. I mean, we have them because
that's true, definitely. Yeah. And unfortunately, these traumas will stay with us for a lifetime if we can't get down to the root cause. And as you and I know, a lot of it is emotional and mental. And we both work with some very, very effective modalities that will assist with that. So I'd be happy to be on your show and discuss that and even tell you about some of the clients I've worked with.
Well, good. And you know, if you have a special client that you would like to bring on, let me know. Being anyone out there I just want to invite all of the listeners that if you have had an experience in your life and you want to see if there's some help for you, and of course there is, but if you want to just really open your heart to being on radio and having someone to work with you, you know, on live radio, it would be a very powerful time for you to experience this. And if you are interested, please go to AskSpiritNow.com. That's my website. And go to the contact page, put your name in there, all the information, and just put a little bit about what you would be willing to talk about. And then when we do have these 4 shows, then you can be one of the folks that we are able to communicate with. And that'll be a little challenging for Don. I don't know how Don and I are going to work that one through, but I'm sure BBS Radio is one of the most awesome radio stations, so I'm sure we'll get through some of this somehow. But I just want to let everyone know, I want to thank John from Pennsylvania for calling in, and Judy from Florida, and Rose, thank you so much for adding what you added in this evening. And I want to just remind everyone that we do have angels around us. We have our masters. We have our teachers. And just ask your angels for help to say, you know what? I don't feel right now. I'm not sure what's going on. I need some help. What do I do right now? I ask your help. And just listen. I asked tonight for my sister. My sister crossed over in 2003, and I miss her sometimes. And I had a real strong question for her today. And I said, okay, Dougie, it's time to come in. And she came to me. I felt her presence. And I mean, I'm a natural medium anyway, but it was just, I really wanted to feel her. And she gave me the answer that I needed to have, and it was profound. And I know that, just a moment here, Rose, can you share with everyone that happened with just an experience that you had about, with someone in your family? Do you have a moment that you could share that? I guess Rose
okay.
is gone. Oh, okay.
No,
yeah,
no, I'm still here. Yeah. Share a moment with my family. What is it that I can't remember?
Well,
is there a specific
that's okay.
Incident you
well,
referred
to? I tell you what, we're almost out of town, but I just wanted to, you know,
okay.
Rose did the same thing. She had an experience with a family member who's very ill, and she went in and communicated with them at a distance. And
exactly.
I want to remind everyone that everyone can do this, and it brought such peace to you, Rose. You know, when you were able to do that, and that's what I was.
Because I was able to feel his energy, and I know that.
Yeah.
He received it as well. And what I was doing was sending love. Your love knows no time constraints, no distance constraints. So even if your loved one is on the other side or halfway across the world, send your love and watch it, envision it, imagine it getting to them. And in all reality, it will go to them.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing again, all the callers, John, Judy, and Rose. And I just want you to remember to be blessed, find something to be in gratitude for, and remember to ask Spirit now. I want you to have a wonderful week, and make sure you tune back in next Tuesday, 7 o'clock Eastern and 4 o'clock Pacific, and Rose and I will be doing readings. And have a blessed week. Good night.